good, isn't he? Let's go over to Psalm 67:3. Praise the Lord. She really gonna get covered up. Look at all the blankets coming. Praise the Lord. Gladys is young, you know. She's in her 90s. And I tell you, I did my cousin's funeral this weekend, and my 95-year-old uncle stood up and put his hands out to me. I was so thrilled to see him. I was so blessed. He knew me, for one thing. And we haven't seen each other in years and years. But what a great thing. He's real precious to me, so... it was good to see him, and God just blessed me with that. Yeah, you got blessed at a funeral? Oh, yes. My family are Jesus people. And so it's a wonderful thing. All right, Psalm 67:3. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Get it? Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. That means think about it. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, this side's praying, praising over here. Glory to God. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That means they'll respect God because they see what he's doing. Kind of like the word we heard for Salvador and Sandy over here, that their household is blessed. And so that's going to be a witness to people. Amen. So, and we praise him for it. So when you praise God, the earth will yield its increase, church. The earth will yield its increase. When you praise God, he blesses you. And everybody knows God is blessing you. Yeah. You know, when you walk up and say something nice to someone, most people say something back to you. Well, that's what God's doing. He says something back to you, but he's so big, it's going to be an overflowing blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, over in Deuteronomy 28, God gave a list of all the blessings. Y'all are familiar with them, right? Because we say, when we father out, we say half of them. Amen. And so they're over there in 28. Now, in 28, you have all the blessings first written there. And then after the blessings comes the cursing, because they were under the law. Okay, so, but you know, it's not always bad to read the curses, because then you know what you're delivered from. There's a bunch of stuff over there, including poverty. You're delivered from poverty. You're delivered from lack. But it does say this at the end, and I think this is interesting. Verse 47 says this, because thou servest not the Lord God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore you shall serve the enemy in hunger and thirst and nakedness, in all want of all things, and ye shall put a yoke upon the neck until he destroys you. So, you know, I just believe I'd rather serve the Lord in all joyfulness. Amen. Yeah, the worst, can I just get real here? Yeah. The worst thing is just a gripey Christian. I mean, you've been saved from everything. And you come through the door here, we don't even want to hear it. That's just toxic stuff. Amen. Don't bring that atmosphere in here. We're grateful. We're happy. God is a good God. You might feel a little low, but when you get to the door, just go ahead and act happy. Because if you go ahead and do it, you'll become it. Amen?
That's good.
What Rachel used to say, Rachel, Tommy and Rachel, where's Birchfield? Fake it till you make it. I'm not for faking everything, but I know what she meant. She meant you start with your flesh and you go ahead and you just be happy. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes something will happen and you'll just say, well, you could either cuss or you could say, well, praise the Lord. Not for what's happening, but for who he is. And that praise overcomes. And so when you're praising the Lord here, it says the earth will give its increase. So I believe I'd rather do that. So I'm just going to keep the curse away by being thankful. Amen. So again, it says, let the people praise thee. So when praise goes forth harvest is yielded. Okay? Increase comes. The earth shall yield her increase. So we see that praise is a reaping tool. It's a reaping tool. Five people think so. Let me try it again. Praise is a reaping tool. So if you've sown your seed, then reap by praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Monday I went to Tuesday, I have been so many places this week. Tuesday, I went up to Eagle Mountain, and there's a little girl up there who was getting licensed. And so the Lord said, give her $100. So I gave her $100, and I said, I'm just going to mark that and watch what happens. So I started just praising the Lord all the way home. Lord, I praise you for my hundredfold return on that. I praise you, and I'm going to continue, and then I'm going to come tell y'all the harvest I got off that hundredfold return. Because I'm going to get one because I'm praising the Lord for it. And of course, a whole lot more seeds gone out than that. But just sometimes I like to especially track certain things. Amen. Yeah. So, now listen to this. God shall bless us. Here's what one translation says. You mark us with blessing. You'll get a mark. It'll be on you. They're gonna mark you. So in the cattle business, that's the only thing this is my only illustration here. They'll clip you, not your ear, a cow's ear, you know, and to put a tag on it, number 29. Most of Jim and Misty's cows are numbers. Now they do have Irie. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't they have an Avery too? They have Irie and Avery. See, y'all got blessed. Me and Deb are chickens up at Casey's house. Y'all got to be cattle. We're chickens. Roxanne and Deb, chickens at Casey and Parrish's house. So, but anyway, they're marked, right? Things are marked. The Bible says mark those among you that cause trouble. Okay, well, we won't go there right now. But anyway, but you're marked for blessing. See, when you let that seed go, God's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something to you. And so you're marked for blessing. So that means you're empowered to prosper. When you sow, when you give into the word, when you give into the church, when you give into the ministry of your choice, then God is going to mark you for blessing. And it's like this garment that you're wearing. And so it lights up. And when it lights up, stuff can find you. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's one of those givers. Okay, we need to help out right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, they want a car. Okay. Oh, they sowed a seed. Okay. Man, things are moving. We'll talk more about that later. But so it lights up. So Father, we praise you and we thank you for the harvest from our past seeds and the ones we sow today. We thank you for surprises and increases. We thank you and praise you that each of us are about to be pleasantly surprised by good news and great reports. We thank you for the answered prayers and for the things we sowed for. And we thank you for things we didn't even ask for. Hey, thank you for that, Lord. Okay, so we praise you for causing us to flourish abundantly. And we praise you because goodness and mercy are following us everywhere we go. Our cups are running over. I speak a running over anointing on the givers and tithers today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise the Lord. You can text to give, VCHL, and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift, and we will receive it. You can also mail. Are we online? Okay, and so you can actually mail something in. You can go to our webpage and give any way you want to do it. We bless you. We appreciate it, and we're glad that you joined us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Praise God. We got it? We're moving? Hallelujah. Are people writing checks? Huh? Oh, that's okay. We'll wait for you. You need to spell a million. M-I. I believe I'm going to be the first one to give a million right here. I've forgotten. You going to be second? Okay. Praise the Lord. No. Okay. Third, fourth. Man, we got millions coming in. Praise the Lord. Hey, God's a God of increase. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing's too big for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's been a good week. I pray your week has been good. And you can thank Pastor Deb and Ramona because they were up here for 6 hours yesterday and the night before, cleaning up the decorations and getting ready to put them all out. And so you can thank them for all the hard work they did before you go out the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over to Matthew 5:14, and I want to tell you something here. I only have time to give you an introduction to what I want to talk to you about. And I need you to listen and don't let your brain start fizzling here. You can grasp what I'm telling you because we're about to go pretty deep here, okay? So I know you can take it. But I want, and the Lord wants, for you to not see the unseen world as just imagination. You need to know that the unseen world is operating, that the fourth dimension is operating. Angels are real. We need to understand that. You know, the demonic world is real. And you don't have to participate with them. Okay, so I want to just walk you into this, and you're going to have to just really, you can get it because you're a faith person. Amen. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. You got that? Okay. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, what you're reading is a part of the Sermon on the Mount. And so this phrase here, there's a lot of thought around this, and we could just go real simple and we could say, now be good. Or we could say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And that's okay. Those things are okay. But, you know, let's just look at that very first verse again, and let's just talk about this. You are the light of the world. And if we were to paraphrase that, and you got to get this, I'm going to tell you what it is here. If we were to say this the way Jesus meant this on that day, this is what we would say. If you will be completely available and surrender to me, I will transmit through you into the earth the incomparable power and all sufficiency of my Father's love and ability. That's being the light of the world, that you are transmitting God and his power. Okay? His love and his power. You're doing that. Amen? Okay. Now, so in 1999 and 2000, I worked for a company who actually worked for, we were subcontracted with Southwestern Bell. You've heard me talk about it before. Today we call them AT&T. And so at that time, they had a project going on, and the project was called Project Pronto. You know what pronto means. Hurry up. Okay. So what they were trying to do at that time is they were trying to catch up with high-speed internet because Austin was behind. And so they needed to do that. So much of Austin, I don't know how much you know about telephone, but they were using copper in their lines. Okay. So what needed to happen, copper won't do what actually fiber will do. And so they had to catch up in that area. And so we dealt with fiber optics. Now, fiber optics changed the world in dramatic ways. Through these shafts of glass, and they're no bigger than a human hair, okay? Light can carry data and video and audio files, with each fiber carrying different streams of data on different frequencies all at the same time. With phone, when we used copper, they were actually gambling that not everybody would be using the same thing at the same time. And where they did have broadband and they had their waves and stuff, this stuff is far superior because it's light speed. And so it travels on these little bitty hair-like glass things, and it is pumping information. And you're like, well, mine's wireless, honey. It's going to a tower, and that tower is connected to some fiber somewhere around here. And so everything is connected, and fiber light speed is what is making it travel so quickly. And then, some of you believe this, and maybe some people don't even believe this, but laser beams, highly concentrated light, is able to be used to perform brain surgery now. They're using light instead of a knife. And so it's way more precise. And that same laser will also cut through big steel like butter. Am I right? I mean, it's powerful. This light can, it's powerful, and it can bring a lot of revelation or information. It can. Amen. Okay. So, still some people don't believe that's really happening, but it is. So, but what you have to do now is you have to look at the quantum world to get this. Okay. So you have to understand these things. So that would be like the micro world. It's like you look out here and look down at stuff, and we have a macro world. We can see all this stuff up close. It's macro and we can see it. But in a micro world, you have to have what? A microscope to look into it, because you can't see it with these eyes. So that stuff is over in what we would call the unseen world. Are you getting where I'm going here? Okay, so quantum physics, then, don't make this hard. Don't go, I don't know this stuff. I'm going to make it real easy for you. We'll go third grade right here, okay? All right, so quantum physics is nature at its smallest form, okay? The fundamental theory is nature at its smallest scale of energy, and you learned this, atoms and subatomic particles. Oh, you are ahead of me. I hear you speaking it. Okay, so quantum particles, called light particles, are waves from atoms. Atoms form molecules. Molecules form objects, both living and non-living. You have molecules. You have atoms. We dig down deep in your cells. You have particles. Yeah. Amen. All right, so you're getting that. And so then... quantum particles, called light particles, are also waves from atoms. And so material objects are made up of particles. Right. Everything's made up of particles. That's not hard, is it? Yeah. So, and then one step further here, get this. This is the coolest thing. They're also made up of the force that holds them together, that holds the particles together. When I think about that, I think about the world is being held together with the word of his power. Think about that, okay? So there's a force that holds particles together. So light is a force that keeps electrons connected to the core or the nucleus of an atom, okay? So you have all these little things happening, and then it's all being held together by a force. The chair you're sitting in is actually moving, but it's being held together by this force. And y'all are saying, enough of science class, Pastor. Let's go. But we got to see this. So science has confirmed that all forms of matter are made up of solidified light. And now what do you know about Genesis 1? You know that Elohim, the creator, God the creator, said this. Light be. He really said light in me be. Okay. And he really sang it. Okay. So don't argue with me. Now, so let there be light. Now, listen, you got to get your mind wrapped around this. He said that days before the sun and the moon and the stars were created. They were down in another day. I think fourth. But anyway, we'll look it back up. But so light B meant he was releasing the power. He was releasing the particles. You know what he was releasing? Himself. Why? Because there's a scripture that says this, God is light. Okay? So he's in the form of particles, but he's also in the form of waves. All this is going on all over the universe right now. Now, so we know that according to Hebrews, that God created the worlds from things unseen, right? Hebrews 11, verse 3. Okay, so he created the worlds from things, not from nothing. Now, people say that, even I think even the Passion Translation kind of messed that up a little bit. It's not from nothing. It's from unseen things. It seems like nothing to us. Seems like nothing to us. But they're there. They're absolutely there. Okay. Now, particles, waves, stuff streaming from the fourth dimension. But here we can break it down to this today. Let's just call it this. Energy. And you learned that in first or second grade. Frequency, a little further. And vibration. Okay. Energy, frequency, vibration. Church, this is not New Age stuff. They stole that from us. And whereas I absolutely do not appreciate the crystals or the, or when another God is named. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do. I like reflexology and all those kind of things. But if another God is named, I'm out. I'm out. Jesus is Lord. Okay. But this is about what God has done in these terms. Now, just a little more science, okay? There was a scientist named Max Planck, okay? He discovered... Now, this is big. He discovered that when there was an observer present looking at the particles, okay, an observer to the particles, light waves collapsed and became particles. So being observed changed the particles from one state to another. You got to get that. The natural world will obey the one who's observing it. Okay. So that means that light acts like an organism, knowing when it's being observed. Oh, they're watching me. Okay. So light is not only energy, but it possesses personality. Now that shouldn't be hard for you, because what did we say? Light in me be God. Everything that's in me is. In the science world, we're calling it light. We're calling it quantum. We're calling it particles. It's God. It's God. Okay? Praise the Lord. Because he is everything, and he has created everything. You're like, well, I don't know. He didn't create my car. I think old Toyota did. That's a, people in East Texas, sorry, Jess, but people in East Texas call Toyota, Toyota. My brother-in-law was from East Texas, called it Toyota. San Saba? Okay, see. But well, yeah, God did create your car, because he created all the stuff in the earth that makes the car. Amen. Amen. He's got a lot of stuff.
A whole lot.
We were praying Thursday or so, and the Bering Strait came up in our prayers. Y'all remember? Okay. Yesterday, I saw that America has actually claimed the underground in the Bering Strait. It belongs to us as long as it's coming off our shelf. Whatever comes off the nation's shelf belongs to them. A lot. And we've got a lot of, now we don't have the high seas. That doesn't belong to us, because anybody can cross there, but we actually own Y'all leave that alone. Y'all know. Praise the Lord. Y'all know. So there's what I'm trying to use as an example is you have more than you think you do. You have more available. You just can't see it. You can't see that land, but it's under there. And I think it's like 100,000 square miles or something that they can claim that they're not even using yet, but it's ours. Praise the Lord. Okay. And there's more. It's all around the United States. Praise the Lord. You can go look that up on YouTube. It's out there. Yeah. But see, so you have things all around you that you can use your authority and your faith on and change them. Okay. So consider the revelation that the onlooker's presence can change the very form of light. You can actually change what's going on. We just call that faith. Okay? So here's what I want to get to. Through revelation, we can understand that Jesus was saying here, this is what he meant when he said, you're the light of the world. Can you hear me? You ready? Okay. Your presence, prayers, and participation change everything around you. It gives you access to express the Father's love through you, a yielded conduit with one end attaching to the supply of heaven and the other end to needy humanity. Got it? Okay, I'm going to say it again. Through revelation, we understand that what Jesus was saying when he said, you are the light of the world. Your presence, your prayers, your participation in the things of God change everything around you. It gives you access to express the Father's love through you, a yielded conduit with one end attaching into the heavenly realm, a supply of heaven, and the other end aimed at needy humanity to do things here on the earth. I hope you got that. Bottom line, it's important that we become a pass-through or a pipeline. Let God use us. When I was prophesying to the people earlier, I was just, me and Isaac, we're just pipelines. We're just delivering what God wanted out there. Right now, I'm just a pipeline. And so I'm getting a good rush by being the pipeline right now. Amen. And so, but I'm delivering that to you, and it's coming to you it's coming to you in words, in frequencies, in energy, in vibration, and we call that the anointing. Amen. And so you're able to receive it in your heart. Even if you don't quite understand it with your head, your heart will get it. Amen. We got this thing. We got it. There's a lot of power in the earth right now because the church has been praying. The body of Christ has been praying. People are jumping in. Okay, so yesterday, I heard a very good news report. The people in Iran are getting saved. Saved, 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 saved. All just getting saved. They're all getting born again. And they're proposing that they don't want to, they already said they didn't want to be under that regime, but they're just proposing they're going to be a Christian nation. That's what they're saying. And then Saudi Arabia said, you know what? I don't think we'll just be tough on Christians. Let's let them be Christian. Okay. So here we go. So the world is changing now. We're not going to be so tough on everybody. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. And so then the colleges, the universities around America are having it away. They're getting baptized all over the place. I watched them baptizing people and actually I watched them baptize people in Iran. And they cover up their faces because, you know, you need protection there. But the truth is God is moving. This is the third great awakening and it's going to be fun. All right. So I hope you care about that. So now, we cannot taint or change the divine frequencies coming through us to their Holy Spirit-led destinations. That's why when we're prompted, Isaac, that's why we do what we do. We're prompted. I was prompted to give a word. I don't want to taint that. I don't want to deliver. I need to interpret what I'm delivering. But also, if he leads me to do it, I just need to do it. Right. And you do too. You need to do what God calls you to do. If God calls you to say something to someone, you're prompted. You can just do it. Amen. So, God is a spirit. Now, why do we call, walk with me, we're going to get down this path and you're going to be glad you came. Why do we, praise the Lord. So, why do we call the glory of God his tangible presence then? Why do we? God is a spirit. He exists in the fourth dimension. We're in the third dimension, right? So, but God is in the dimension that is not seen. But tangible means solid or visible or material. So we know about the glory cloud, right? And we can see it with our physical eyes. And sometimes when we worship in here and we get real high in the things of God, I can see it looks like it's raining in here. I don't know if any of y'all have ever experienced that. Sometimes I see a little mist or something. That's the glory of God. Well, not everybody sees it. Well, that's what I'm trying to wake you up to today. Okay. So, sometimes when we worship, the air then looks like this soft rain. How and why? Why would that happen? Because it's God's manifested presence. Okay? So, manifested. So, he gets over into the natural realm. So, the particles pick him up. Come on. The particles pick him up. Now, I'll give you a real easy example. The rainbow. When the sun shines through the rain, you see the particles. When God shines through our praise and worship, you start seeing particles. He begins to manifest because he wants to be close to you. Thank you, Lord. So, God shines through the atmosphere so you can see him. Now, you don't have to see God. You don't ever have to. Well, you will when you get to heaven. But you don't have to see Jesus. You don't have to see God. You don't have to see angels. You don't have to see anything to believe that he is. There's something in you that when you decide you're going to believe, boom. You get born again, you light up, and then you see things different. Amen. And then when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you really do. You really start noticing the presence of God and things like that. Are you getting this? Are you listening to me? Okay. So, but you know, I want to feel God. I mean, I was raised around some people like, we don't need to feel God. We just need to use our faith. I'm like, I want to feel him. I want to feel your love. Amen. Amen. You want to feel. Jim Ritchie's one of my best friends, and he and Larry are good friends, and so they saw or talked to each other, and so Jim sent Larry to give me a hug. So Larry gave me a hug from Jim. And so, I liked that hug from Jim and Larry. But see, I want to be close to Jim. He's far away, but I got to hug him anyway. But see, we want love. Some of y'all have your honeys wrapped up there. Why? You want them near you. You want them near you. Well, that's not what God wants. He's your dad. He wants to be near you. He's your daddy. So he wants to come in. He wants to be near you. And so he does that by manifesting his presence. And I like it when I can feel it, and I hope you do too. So he wants to come closer. So he kinetically comes in to this atmosphere. You know, kinetic, y'all know that. He comes into this atmosphere, and his presence is power and love and everything good. That's why I feel so good in here. Now, if it feels bad in here to you, then we'll cast that devil out of you. But anyway, no. If it feels bad to you, that's because probably you do need to come through some things. But it should feel pretty good in here to you right now. You should be kind of going, yeah, praise the Lord. Unless some of you are a little sleepy, but you can take a nap. Stay awake. So It's not really a strange phenomenon that we're talking about here. It's just God getting closer. And when you get close to God, you get close to all that he is. And he's good. What did he say to Moses? Moses said, hey, I want to see your glory. And he said, okay, I'll let my goodness pass before you. See, God is good. If you ever get a hold that God is good, it's the enemy doing the bad stuff. The enemy gave you the flat tire. The enemy caused your car to break down. The enemy will make you poor. The enemy will make you sick. But God will make you wealthy. And I can testify to it. Praise the Lord. Now, so what is it about prayer and praise and worship and music? What do they do? Okay. The Lord was just reminding me of something. What do we do with those things? Well, here's what they do. They all make movement. They make movement. There's power in them and they make movement. They have frequency. They have vibration and energy. Sound carries much. I'm going to have parentheses right here and do what the Lord told me to do. I was thinking about that we all know someone who's toxic, right? Yeah. And when they come in, you can feel it. And they get in the room and you can sense, oh boy. And they're, and it's, you're just like, okay. You know, you just, and so what did they do? They changed the atmosphere. But I've been given all authority. And so in 8 seconds, you can change that stuff. In 8 seconds, you come up and you praise God and you be happy and you shine. And you can get that stuff away. They'll either walk away from you or they'll get happy with you. Mm-hmm. They either come in and go, you say, now come on, think about, you can win. Da, 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 da. See, so the atmosphere changes. When Nina was singing the new song we sang today, that had an atmosphere change for me. I really sense, in fact, I would listen to her practice it before. And took a little healing in my body. And so, actually it was a big healing. And so, but when she's anointed and when she began to sing those things, that atmosphere, I was just sitting out here and I went, whoa. And so I picked up on it and I received it and the atmosphere changed something in my particles. Okay? Now, and it's available, church. Now, sound carries much, especially in tones. So listen to me, musicians, singers, and everybody. Words are containers, are they? Yes. Words are containers. Jesus said, the sower sowed the word. It's a container. It's going to grow something. Okay. Words are the key to your faith working. Everybody here knows that. You know about faith. You have to say something before it works, do you? Yes. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. That's how you got saved. Lord, I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. I confess with my mouth that God raised him from the dead. Boom, you're born again. Yes. Your insides changed when you said it. But you had to say it. Yeah. You couldn't just, you had to confess it. You couldn't just say, well, I believe in God. You're not saved if you just say that. You had to believe with your heart and confess with your mouth. And it's easy and you don't have to have some feeling about it. You just do it. But here, so now we know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. People still want to argue with us about that, but it's true. Because you believe with your spirit, but to get things into this dimension, including my body, I have to say something. You got to pull it over here. You got to download all the good stuff from God. See, this isn't usual church. This is not religious church here. This is, I'm telling you how God will work with you. And he wants to. And he loves you. And it's not based on how good you are and all your merits. It's based on what Jesus did. God has already forgiven you of all your sins. Jesus paid for them. Well, what about what I do in the future? That too. He's forgiven you. So get off of all that. Receive Jesus and receive the flow he has for you and learn his language. Learn to work with him. You don't have to act all religious. Just learn God. Learn his language. Learn how he is. Learn what he wants. And it's good. I've already had religion. And I went back to the pool hall, quite frankly. It was all that turn or burn stuff. And I didn't want anything to do with it. But when I found out the real God, and that he wants to work with me, and that he's good, and that he'll bless me and prosper me, and I begin to realize all the things that Jesus did for me, I'm ready to jump in with him. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Okay, so we'll finish up here. So words are these containers, life and death, the power of the tongue. Now, we need to be fiber optics or a hose or a passage to get these things out here to move or to get God to move, okay? So you gotta your way of doing that is speaking. Yeah. It's speaking. Yeah. You believe in it, so you speak it. Now I'm going somewhere with this music thing. Hang on. So it's already done, it's already paid for on the other side. In the unseen, it's done, okay? It's all done over there. But you have to make contact with it and bring it over here to this flesh. Right. Yeah. Amen. So all the particles that things are made of, including you, are made by what? The parent force, God. The parent force. God said light be, he made man, he made all the animals. I said it right that time. Carter called it aminals for so long, I've said it so many times, I almost said aminals. He made all the animals. He made all the stuff to make everything with. You're living in something that he made all the resources for. God made everything. God has power. God can heal your body. God can give you favor. He can give you favor. And I heard someone say yesterday, favor's when the people that don't like you go ahead and do what they need to do for you. I like that. That's good. Okay. So, praise the Lord. So, now I'll show you something. Here's where I want to go. Praise, prayer, worship, and music. Very important. Are y'all with me? Yes. Am I getting too long? Can y'all handle about 7 to 8 more minutes? Okay. All right. So prayer, praise, worship, and music. Very important. When you sing a song or say something in music, words are carried in a container of frequencies, vibrations, and waveforms. Okay? They lubricate and change the shape of the word and cause it to slip down into places where only God's word can go. So actually, when you sing, okay, so what do we pray? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, right? But then, okay, now don't judge my singing, but then you can sing it, our Father who art in heaven, right? Then it changes something when you sing it. You'll notice it. Okay, so the scripture, Miriam, Moses' sister, when they got across the Red Sea and it all fell in on, she said, I will sing unto the Lord. For he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider are thrown into the sea. Now, so you say that, you feel that. That's good. But we used to sing this old song. And it was like this. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. Hey! And so it was, now, this is 90s, y'all, okay? So it was, or 80s, so back then that kind of music, and so we like, but it punched that, see? And so now you can get the same thing on the negative side. I go a-walking after midnight, out in the moonlight. Okay, so, you know, crazy. Okay, you know. Y'all didn't know I knew those songs? I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. That's probably too old for y'all. Okay, I don't know modern day secular, so I can't help you with that. I can't think of a now. Anyway, y'all know those songs can actually take you up or take you down. See, and so that's why you want to watch out what you listen to all the time. And so you don't want to feed your soul with, Reba's song, "Does he love you like he loves me?" No. And now I appreciate Reba. She's a Holy Ghost Christian, but she's saying in the world. But, you want to watch out what you put in there. But when we put, did you see what happened when we put the blood?
Yeah.
And Jordan actually played the riff on it, the lead part. When we did that, that went further into your heart.
True.
It did.
True.
You said, "Well, I didn't feel a thing." Well, see, your heart has been calloused, and you're going to have to work on getting it uncalloused.
Yeah.
And God will help you with that as you worship God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now listen to this. The word psalm actually means raving and boasting about God. When he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He's boasting about God. Okay. So now I want you to think about this word. This word is pronounced the same in every language. You know what it is?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. So we get that word from halal and Yah. Yah is Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
So this is so cool. Hallel means to command praise to the Most High God. So, I think it's interesting that they sing it in secular songs now. I'm like, yeah, y'all go right ahead. Go right ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Deb. Get on. I want you to listen to the sub-meanings of hallelujah. This is going to make your socks roll up and down. One of them is utter and complete light exploding in the face of utter and complete darkness. Isn't that good? Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Maybe when old Grumpy comes in, you need to meet him at the door with hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because it's utter and complete light hitting utter and complete darkness. Huh?
Light always wins.
Because anytime light comes in, dark leaves. You don't have a dark light. You got a flashlight. Light. Even a little bit of light. Like when you're in a hotel room and it's perfectly dark in there and you've stayed in so many of them, you don't remember which way to turn to get up and go to the restroom because that's how I've lived. But actually you can see a little strip under the door. And so it gives you enough light to find your way. But when you turn on that light in the restroom, if you do, boom, dark leaves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what's that song? I raise a hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's singing it. Okay, that's good. And what I like about y'all singing it is everybody's singing it at a different place. That's good. Okay, so that's a sub-meeting. Utter and complete light exploding in the face of utter and complete darkness. So when you say hallelujah, you're engaging in God's quantum language. So in the most literal terms, this is what you're saying. You're saying light be, and when you add music, well, it's bigger. So music is a divine language that speaks to the seen and unseen world. Music awakens a person's hidden connection with God. There are things that can be delivered through a song because it's frequencies. Mm-hmm. And you like some songs better than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite song in the whole wide world is The Goodness of God. Of course it would be. But there's something about even that melody that works for me. I would tell you that there are notes, chords that bring on the presence of God more than others.
True.
They do. I've talked to Brandon Holler about this. He's a musician and he has agreed with me on that. There are actual chords that will lift up the atmosphere more than others. There's a more of an anointing on it. Amen. Y'all know that.
Uh-huh.
Certain things that we would sing, well, I'll just share this with you. in my room, I have this little box about this big, and it's a little, some music that you sleep to. It's these little lullabies. But they're not just lullabies. They're all played in the key of David. And so the key of David is very anointed. You're asking me, what is that key? Well, won't you go and find out? Okay, now, so remember Jehoram and Jehoshaphat were going to get in a battle. The enemy were coming against them. And so they said, well, we're going to get together and make a plan. And so they were getting together to make a plan. They got zero. They just couldn't come up with a plan to fight the enemy. And so somebody said, there's a prophet. And they said, Elisha. And so they called on Elisha. So Elisha came in. He said, okay, I'll help y'all. What'd he do? He said, call a minstrel. So a minstrel is a player, a musician. And so the musician came in and began to play certain frequencies. And when he played those things, it caused the Spirit of God to rise up in Elisha, and Elisha told him what to do. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you get down into it, he said, the battle is the Lord's. It's not yours. Y'all go out and praise the Lord and you'll win the battle. And they went out there and praised the Lord and they won the battle. Right, Paige? That's what they did. They went out there and they won. Praise will win the battle. I told you that just a little earlier and I'm going to tell you that again. When you're going through something, praise God. Not for what you're going through. Praise Him for who He is. You can pray and pray and pray. Lord, I need money. Lord, I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. Start praising the Lord and He'll win the battle for you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Glory to God. Still a little paycheck. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I'm going to tithe on, give on that, and I'm going to praise the Lord. That check's going to get bigger. I just praise the Lord. Oh, someone ran into my car. It's got a dent into it. Praise the Lord. Not for the dent, but for the answer. You could check. Somebody smarts off to you. Praise the Lord. Mr. Toxic walks in the door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Things keep getting thrown at you. Start praising the Lord. You'll start throwing them back. Amen. It's not so much in the prayer in the battle. The praise wins the battles. Because God's already got the answers for you. But where are they? Particles, unseen, maneuvers. They're already in the other realm. You've got to download them. But you can't download them if you're agreeing with them. You're perpetuating them when you agree with them. You know, I'm just sick. I'm really sick. I've been really sick. I got this. I got that. I'm just sick. I'm just so mad. I wish the Lord would heal me. The Bible says Jesus healed you 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is receive it. Well, I'm broke. I'm broke. I just don't know. The Bible says that God will prosper you. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So you got to take that and move it over here so the particles can start working. And that's what John G. Lake did. He knew how to get the Spirit of God to not just be sitting on the inside of his house into the house, and you could put a plague in his hand and it would die. Yeah. I preach myself happy. Praise the Lord. So that the key with Elisha was the music. The music unleashed that thing. Open your mouth, say and sing and praise and worship. Why? It's not an exercise or a time filler before we preach. There'll be days when there may not be any preaching. I was waiting to see if that was going to happen today, but evidently we need to talk about this first. Because we need to praise God. And praise Him in your truck. Praise Him in your house. Worship Him in your house. I won't tell the Cliff story of Hawaii where he made $80,000 every 6 weeks. 6 weeks? When he started worshiping God in his house. He was broke. I guess I am telling the story. Y'all know it? How many of y'all know it? Okay. It's a good story, isn't it? He was broke. Norval Hayes came over there. He said, I need help. And he said, well, worship God in your house, brother. And so he started worshiping God. He'd just go over. I don't think they have fireplaces in Hawaii. That was my picture, but probably not over there. But he'd just go somewhere and worship God for a minute, and he'd put a button up or a nickel up as an offering. And he got a phone call. Cliff, you still got that heavy equipment? Yeah, I still got it. Well, I need you to come over here for 6 weeks, and I need you to do this job for me with your heavy equipment. Could you get that on your schedule? So Cliff let me look. Hold on. Yes, I can. And so he did that, and he made $80,000. This was a long time ago, so that was a lot of money back then. And then so he asked him again, $80,000, and he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going, and he became the biggest tither in the church. Why? Because he worshiped God in his house. Because he just walked through his house and said this simple, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Lord, you're worthy. It's not a sissy thing, gentlemen. It's not a sissy thing. The devil's going to try to keep you to get your mouth shut. But you can come in there and be bold. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
And then for us ladies, we could say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ketov. All right, let's finish. So, it's not an exercise. This is how you get God to work in this realm. Okay, now, do you remember when Jesus told them they were going to have to forgive everybody? And they said, who? We need more faith. Remember that? Okay. So, yeah, it was good. And so, Jesus said this statement. He said, if you have faith as a seed, you would say. In other words, saying is what plants the seed. Saying is what starts moving the particles. Or is a particle, because I'll tell you what he really said. If you had faith as a subatomic particle, you would say. If you had faith in that level, where you could believe the unseen, all you have to do is say, and what you say will be seen. Now, I got scripture on that. It's over in Mark 11:20. Yeah. If you say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe you receive what you say, you'll have it. Well, what's a mountain made of? Particles. And you can move it. And you can move all that toxicity off that brother toxic too. You can just say, come on, brother, smell fungus. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got that from Pastor John. He's so funny. He's probably still preaching that in heaven, if they let him say that kind of stuff up there. Now, so, because bigger things are smaller things. Say that. So see, all you got to do is start taking it apart. Take lack off the list. Take not getting along with people off the list. Let relationships get healed. Take fussing off the list. You can just declare, I'm going to be a blessing to my husband. I'm going to be a blessing to my boyfriend. I'm going to be a blessing to the pastor. I'm going to be a blessing to the people around me. Hey, listen, we get into these little cycles, I think, and we think that what we're talking about is don't be mean, you know. You're not a blessing to people if you're just complaining about all your aches and pains all the time. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. Okay, we'll move forward. Praise the Lord. All right, so I'm going to close with this. Faith is a frequency. Amen. Praise has a frequency. So, listen, if you sense oppression from a spirit, that's when something on the outside starts pressing on you. In your thought life. Pastor Nancy calls it a demon on your head. Okay? When you sense that, keep praising God and it'll flee from you. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. If you wake up in the night and you feel like, ugh, you get that awful feeling on the inside, it might even be chemical because, you know, we're going to get that straightened out in America pretty quick. But I'll leave it alone because we got to go. But rebuke it.
Yeah,
I'll say that. Listen, chemicals and thoughts are very closely related. They're very, thoughts and chemicals, they get into your neuropeptides and go into your body. And if you're all yucky all the time, you're just dropping all that stuff all down into your cells. And chemicals will release those kind of things. Yucky thoughts will cause your body chemicals to get yucky. Okay. Praise the Lord. Just throw that in for extra. So if you sense that, just start praising the Lord. Church, listen, what I'm just trying to do now as we close, I'm trying to get you to learn the language and learn what works. Yet this is how you use your faith. Just start talking to God about it. Let him show you. Some of you that are new, you might want to talk to the Lord about it and let him show you. And just keep coming and you're going to know. But listen, you learned the language of that iPhone. You sure did. You learned the language of computer. You learned the language of your iPad. You learned all kinds of language. This is what we used to do this. Well, this is what we used to do. And now we have YouTube. And so we can figure out how to do everything. Right, John? We get on to YouTube. We don't know how to build something or do something. We get on YouTube and watch YouTube. You can figure out how to do it. So you can learn a language.
Yeah, amen.
And you can learn a language. What's it called? Somebody know what it's called when you can learn like another language in the world? What is it? I don't know. There's a bunch of programs where you can learn fast. It's immersion. So immerse in faith and you'll get it and you'll start using it. And you don't have to be a veteran in God. You can learn how to use your faith right now. Amen. Okay. Y'all received this today? Praise the Lord. Learn to use the language. Why do we want the glory of God to manifest? Because we want to be close to him. And we're going to see it. And when it happens, we're not trying to get the glory of God so we can be a big advertisement and show how great we are that we got God to come into. God's in here. We want to be close to him. We want to encounter him because heaven is spilling over into this age, church. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for all the listeners today. We thank you, Lord, that they learn and grow and understand and learn to command their words, that they would pay attention to how music actually relates to us and how it ministers to us. And Father, we thank you that we can change the seen world by using our faith about the unseen world. I thank you for it, Lord. I bless you and I praise you. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Praise the Lord. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it means something different, doesn't it? Boom. It's a good one, isn't it? And they say it the same in every language. Yeah. So now you know. When they said hallelujah, kitov, kilelam haftov, they were saying for hallelujah, praise the Lord, light be in darkness, for he is good and his hesed endures forever. That's what they were saying. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Love you guys.